Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Ches. We left off on daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. We are at the first wide line on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amid Beis at the two dots Echad Ger, the Echad Ever Meshuchra. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Zchusr for Shlema for Esther Basara Shishapur for Shlema the Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So the first thing we're going to do today is we're going to continue learning line by line of the Braisa that appeared on the top of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And we're going to explain what did the Braisa mean when it said Echad Ger VeEchad Eved Meshuchrar. In what sense are Ger and Eved Meshuchrar comparable to each other? Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether you need a Kabbalah's mitzvos in order to be Meshachrar, in order to be Meshachrar and Eved, to bring them into Klal Yisrael. We're going to have a machlokas, what we learn from the phrase Eved Ish, what does it mean? Eved Ish, as opposed to Eved Isha. The Gemara is going to talk about whether a Ger, in what sense a Ger and an Eved Meshuchrar are the same as each other in terms of their halachos, in terms of their Gerus process, and in what sense they are different from each other. The Gemara is going to talk about when you have an Isha Yifas Toar, what does it mean that Asasa Etziparneha, what exactly do they do with her fingernails that the Torah calls that they make her finger Asasa Etziparneha? What exactly does that mean? On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about what happens if you have an Eved that is not Mal, that does not have a Bris Mila, a Machlokas, whether you can keep such an Eved, and if you can, for how long you can keep such an Eved who does not do a bris mila. Then on the toward the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have four different opinions why it is that Gerim suffer from certain Yisurin, that they suffer so much. And the Gemara is going to have four different explanations of those Yisurin that Gerim tend to go through. So let's begin again. We're holding a daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are at the two dots at the on the first wide line on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where it says Echad Ger VeEchad Eved Meshuchrar. So the Braisa had said Echad Ger VeEchad Eved Meshuchrar, that they both have the same dinim when it comes to Gerim. So Kasalka Daitach, we assume that what that Braisa means to say is that you need to let both of them know some of the mitzvos, lekabalah laval mitzvos, so that they can have a proper Kabbalah's mitzvos at the time of the Tevila for the Shichur of the Eved. He also needs to have a Kabbalah's mitzvos. Now it's interesting, in the previous couple of Dapim, when we've been discussing Gerus, we spoke about the process of Gerus, and it spoke about Mila, and it spoke about Tevila, and if they're both Ma'akev, and which one comes first. It hasn't spoken about that third ingredient of Kabbalah's mitzvos, but the Gemara is making the assumption that of course that's an ingredient to Gerus, and we're even assuming that the Brice is telling us that an Eved Meshuchrar also needs to have a Kabbalah's mitzvos. So Uriminu, but says Gemara, I have a Brice that says the opposite, that Bamed Var Mamurim, when do we say that you need a Kabbalah's mitzvos? That's only Beger, that's by a Ger, because you can't force a person to be Megayer and to be Mekabal mitzvos, so he has to do it Miritzono. He's going to have to choose to be mekabel the mitzvos. Aval be'eved meshuchrar ain't sarach lekabel, but an eved meshuchrar, he doesn't need to be mekabel all mitzvos at the time that you're meshachrar him, because at the time that he's tovel l'shem avdus, he already became chayiv in mitzvos like an isha. Right? The pasuk says l'man yanuach avducha va'amascha kamocha, and therefore when you're meshachrar, the eved, even if he's not mekabel all mitzvos willingly, the master has the right to force him to be matpil him l'shem shichur, and therefore memele he becomes chayiv in all mitzvahs. So how can the braisa that we had on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Beis equate an Eved Meshuchrar with a Ger to make it sound like they both need a Kabbalah's all mitzvahs that they willingly accept? Some Rav Sheshes lo kasha, not a stira, a machlokes. Ha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, ha Rabbanan, that the two braises reflect the shitov, so two different Tanoim. The second braise that suggests that there's a chilik between an Eved Meshuchrar and a Ger, where an Eved Meshuchrar does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that's the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The first braise that equates the two and says that an Eved Meshuchrar does require Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that's the shita of the Rabbanan. Where do we find such a machlokas? The Tanya. The braise elaborates on the psukim about Uyefas Toar, where the pasuk pasuk says uvachsa esavia ve'esima b'med var mamurim. When do we say that you need to go through all of the processes in the parsha in order to be able to keep the isha yufas toar, to be megayer her even bal karcha? That's shelo kibla aleha. That's if she didn't have a kabbalas mitzvos aval kibla aleha. But if she right away says, I'm interested, I want to be mekabel all mitzvos, I want to be megayer, then you don't need to go through all of the exercises in the parsha. Then just madbila, let her go to the mikvah l'shem gerus, and through that she'll become a Jewish person, umutar b'miyad, and right away you'll be allowed to marry her. You don't have to go through everything else that it says in the Torah about the Yifas Torah. But Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Aval Bishalo Kibla Aleha, even if she's not Mekabel to be Megayer, she's not interested in being Megayer, Kofel Matbilo L'Shem Shivchus, you can force her to be Tovel for the sake of Shivchus, and then she becomes a Shivcha Kananis, and then once she's a Shivcha, V'chozer Matbilo L'Shem Shichur Mishachra, then you could be Matbiler again, L'Shem Shichur, and you'll free her at that point in time, Umutar B'miyad, and then you don't have to wait a month's time, like a regular Yafas Tarar, because right away you've been Matbiler and you've been Megayer her. So you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that all the dinim in the Parsha are only if you don't want to force her. But if you want to force her, then you have the capacity to make it happen immediately. So Rabbi Shimon holds that you're Matbil and Eved Bal Karcho, and he doesn't need a Kabbal's Ol Mitzvos at the time of the Tvila Shichur. Whereas the Rabbanan say, yes, you do. You need to, even an Eved needs a Kabbal's Mitzvos. And the only way to make it happen immediately is if they are willing to be mekabel the mitzvos. So that is the explanation of the stira between the two brisos, that it's simply that machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Amar Rava, let's dig a little deeper, says Rava, my time of the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Why does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hold that an Eved does not require kabbalas al mitzvos at the time of his shichur, and you can be matbil in bal korcho, and he becomes a Jew? Because the pasuk says, kol Eved Ish miknas kesef. Pasuk continues. Malta oso az yochalbo. It's a pasuk about the Karban Pesach. So here in Yisruchag again another Pesach connection. The pasuk talking about the Karban Pesach, which again, as we pointed out, is the exact opposite of Daf Yomi coincidence, because we're as far away now as we will ever be from Pesach. So Malta oso az lo yochalbo. The pasuk continues. They got to give a person a mila, and then az yochalbo. Then he's going to be allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Meaning every adon has to be mal his avadim. Only after he's mal his avadim is he allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. If he isn't mal them, then the milas avadim is ma'akiv the owner from eating the Karban Pesach. So Eved Ish velo Eved Isha, is the Torah telling me that that Ish to teach me that Dafka avadim that belong to a man are ma'akiv that man from eating the Karban Pesach, but avadim of a woman are not ma'akiv her from eating the Karban Pesach? There's no reason to make such a chilik that Dafka avadim that belong to a Jewish man and not avadim that belong to a Jewish woman would be ma'ake for meaning the Karban Pesach. So what does it mean, Eved Ish? Ella, it must be that the Torah says the word Ish to teach me Eved Ish atamal bal korcho, that an Eved, even if he's an Ish, he's already a gadol, he's a ben das, and nevertheless you could mal him against his will. That's what it says, umalta oso, that you mal him against his will, vi atamal ben Ish bal korcho. But you're not allowed to be mal a ben Ish bal korcho, meaning if a gadol comes to be megayer, you can't be megayer and mal his ben gadol against the will of the ben. If he has a son and the son is already a gadol, you're not allowed to be mal him against his will, because there's no limud that a father is able to be mal his child bal karcho, because the Torah says when it comes to the chiyuv of an av being mal his banav, he malo kol zachar. It doesn't say kol ish zachar, it says kol zachar. So you're not allowed to be mal beno who is already a bar das bal karcho, as opposed to by an eved where it says ish, we learn that there's koach, that the adon has the ability, has the power to be mal even an eved that's a gadol bal karcho. So that's the difference between being mal an adult child bal karcho versus being mal an adult eved bal karcho. That's what the word ish is teaching me, and that's the basis for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that an eved doesn't need kabbalas mitzvahs b'shah shichur. You could do things bal karcho. V'rabbanan, the rabbanan who say that you're not allowed to be matil avadim against their will at the time that you're being mishachar them. Amar Ula would say, well, what they learned from that pasuk is kishem shi'atamal ben ish bal karcho, kach yata mal eved ish bal karcho. Just like you're not allowed to be mal, a regular adult son of a ger bal karcho, so too, you're not allowed to be mal an eved bal karcho. Aye, but what do you do with the pasuk? Vel ksiv haksiv kol eved ish. The Torah says kol eved ish. So what is that referring to with the extra word ish? From the word ish, Rav Shimon ben Elazar was able to learn that you're matbil him bal karcho. According to the Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to be matbil the eved bal karcho. So what do we learn from the word ish? The word ish teaches me a different halacha. It teaches me what Shmuel taught. The Amar Shmuel hamafkir avdo yatsa lecheres. If a person is mafkir, is eved kanani, the eved kanani goes free, and the master no longer has any rights to keep the eved in his service. Ve'in sarach get shichur. You don't even require a get shichur to free the person and to make him mutter to marry a Jewish woman. Shenemar, because the pasuk says the kol eved. That ish miknas kesef. So any adon is chayev to be mal his avadim, and only after he's mal his avadim is he allowed to eat the korban pesach. But if he doesn't mal the avadim, if he doesn't give them mila, the mila is going to be ma'akev him from the korban pesach. So what does that mean? Eved ish below eved isha. Again, same kasha on the simple reading of the pasuk. Does that mean to say that only if it's owned by a man, that's going to prevent the man from eating korban pesach, but if the eved is owned by a woman, it's not going to prevent her from eating the korban pesach? Ella, no, the reason the Torah wrote ish is to tell me Eved sheyesh lo reshus lo rabo alav karoy Eved, that a person only has the status of an Eved so long as in Dine Mamanis the master still has a kinyan on him, he still has ownership of him. Only then is he going to have the halachic status, even the Gabi Yisr Beheter, the halachic status of an Eved. As that meaning there are two kinyanim in an Eved. There's a kinyan mamon and there's a kinyan Isr. Kinyan mamon means you own him and he could work for you. Kinyan Isr means he has the halachic status of an Eved as far as marriage is concerned and divorce and things of that nature. He's only going to have the Kinyan Isser so long as you have the Kinyan Mammon. But if you rid yourself of the Kinyan Mammon by being Mafkir the Eved, the Kinyan Isser falls away Mimela. And therefore, Mishain, Rishus the Rabba Olav, if the master has no right to be Mishabe the Eved because he has no Kinyan Mammon anymore because he was Mafkir the Eved, Ein Karoy Eved. He's no longer considered an Eved as far as the Kinyan Isser is concerned either. And therefore, you don't need a Shtar Shichur, which normally rids you of the Kinyan Isser because the Kinyan Isser falls away on its own, and the guy could already marry a Jewish girl even without a shtar shichur. So that's what we learn from Eved Ish, that only when the master sells a kinyan mammon in the Eved, is he considered an Eved? So Maskev for Rav Papa challenges Rav Sheshas, who say that it's machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Elazar about the Yafas Tawar, whether you could be matbil the Yafas Tawar bal karcha, and that they also disagree as far as when you're kona an Eved from a Yisrael, whether he needs to be makabal ol mitzvos at the time that you're meshachri him, or you could be matbil him even bal karcha, aimer deshamadu the Rabbanan. No, when do we find that the Rabbanan hold that you're not allowed to be matbil an Eved bal karcha, and he has to be makabal ol mitzvos? That's be Yafas Tawar, de lo shaycha be mitzvos. That's maybe only by a fast toar, that as soon as you're matbil her for shivchas, you're matbil her right away to free her. So since at that time that she was a shivcha, she wasn't doing any mitzvos, the Rabbanan hold, you can't be matbil bal karcha, she needs to be makabal ol mitzvos. Avol eved the shaykh be mitzvos, but an eved who's already been an eved for a period of time, and therefore he's already in the habit of doing mitzvos. He's doing all the mitzvos that are shaykh to an eved. So achinami dafi the Rabbanan moldu, then maybe the Rabbanan would agree that if Yafas Torah requires Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos and can't be Matvil or Bal Karcha, but maybe their motive that an Eved does not need to be Makabbalah Sal Mitzvos, and you can be Matvil and Bal Karcha because he's already doing the Mitzvos. So there's no need for a new Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos since he's already connected to the Mitzvos. And a Raya that the Rabbanan or Moda, that when you buy an Eved from Yisrael, he doesn't require a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos. Titanya, Echod Ger, whether it's a Ger that comes to be Megayer, Ve'echod Okech Eved Minovid Chavim, or you're purchasing an Eved from an Ovid Chavim, and then you're Meshachar him, Tzarech Lekabel, he needs to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvos. So what does it tell us? That a Ger needs to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvos, and that when you're calling an Eved from an Ovid Chavim, he needs to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvos. What does it leave off the list? halokeach mi Yisrael ein tzorach lekabel. By implication, it's telling us that if you purchase the eved from a Yisrael, he does not need to be mekabel all mitzvos. So money, who is the author of this brisa that holds that if you purchase an eved from Yisrael, it does not need to be mekabel all mitzvos? E, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, if you want to say it's going dafka according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, hamar lokeach min avin kavim nami ein tzorach lekabel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that even if you purchase him from an avin kavim, you don't need kabbalas mitzvos. Elo lav rabbanan, no, it must be going like the shita of the rabbanan. So that only when you purchase from Novin Chavim does the Eved need to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvos, but not when you purchase him from a Yisrael. So that initial suggestion that we had, that the way to reconcile the stira between the two brisas, does an Eved need to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvos? Oh, that it must be the subject of Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Rabbanan. Because after all, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Rabbanan disagree by Yifas Tawar, that suggestion is now rejected. No, the Machlokas of Shimon Lazar and the Rabbanan was only by Yifas Tawar, who had no previous shaychus to mitzvos. But when it comes to an Eved that you're purchasing from Yisrael, who's already had a connection to mitzvos, who's already been performing mitzvos, even the Rabbanan are going to be moda that it's unnecessary to have a new Kabbalah's mitzvos, the Elokasha, and that therefore brings us back to square one. If the Rabbanan are moda, it's from Shimon Lazar, that an Eved purchased from Yisrael does not require Kabbalah's al mitzvos, how are they going to explain the brisa that we had on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis? Echad ger ve'echad ev meshukhar. The brisa said that a ger and an evan meshukhar are the same, which makes it sound like they both need to be mekabel ol mitzvos. So kitanya he says no. When the brisa says that a ger and evan meshukhar are the same, litnyan tevila tanya. That wasn't about kabbalah mitzvos. That was about tevila. That an evan meshukhar needs tevila at the time of his shukhar in order to have the status of a full fledged Jew, just like a ger requires tevila at the time of his gerus, and it's nothing to do with kabbalah's mitzvos. Kabbalah's mitzvos and a chinami are totally different. A ger requires kabbalah's mitzvos, and evan meshukhar does not require kabbalah's mitzvos. Period. That's the end of the first discussion of the daf. So now, Tana Rabban, once we mention yifas tovar, so let's elaborate a little bit on what we do with the yifas tovar. Pasuk says v'gilcha es rosha v'asasa es siparneha, that the yifas tovar needs giluach harosh, we need to shave her hair, and we need to asasa. So machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva, what does that word mean? Va'asisa es siparneha. So Rabbi Lazar Omer Takutz, the Torah is telling us she needs to cut her fingernails, and even though it's not a nivel for a woman to have cut fingernails, and all the other things that the Torah says that you do to her are in order to make her less attractive, in order to be menaveler, to make her look not as nice, but it's exeris hakasav that we give her nice trimmed fingernails, we give her a nice manicure, that even though that's not a nivel b'chlal to cut her fingernails, it makes her look even nicer. Nevertheless, that's exeris hakasav. Rabbi Kiva Omer tagdil. No, it means to grow out her fingernails, and that's in order to be menaveler. I guess this is societal, right? The assumption was that if she has long fingernails, that's considered gross. And if she has short fingernails, that's considered to be very attractive. That would put all the manicurists out of business and the nail extensions and everything else. But that was the assumption. That the assumption is that a nivel is to have long fingernails. So that's the machlokas tanoim. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, how do I know when the Torah says vasa siperna, it means to cut her fingernails? Because nemar asiyah barosh. The Torah says v'gilcha es rosha, that you have to do something to her head. V'nemar asiyah b'tsipernaim. And it says vasa siperna, they have to do something to her fingernails. So mala halon havara. Just like by the head, it means to remove her hair. So afkan havara. So to by the fingernails, it must mean to remove the nails. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, you know how I know that vasa siperna means you have to grow her fingernails? Nemar asiya barosh. It says the gilcha by her head, that she has to make some sort of tikkun on her, that we have to do something with her hair. V'nemar asiya b'tsipernaim. And it says that we have to do something with her fingernails. So instead of saying that it's the same exact thing, but it should be the same exact goal. Ma lahalon nivel, afka nivel. Just like with her hair, we do that which will be a nivel, that which would make her less attractive, which would mean removing her hair. So too, by the fingernails, we do that which would be a nivel, that which would make her less attractive, which would be by growing it out and not by removing it. So the Gemara says, Urayil Divrei Blazar, that Sia, that it says by Siparnai, must mean the cutting of the fingernails, because the Pasuk says in Shmuel days, umifiboshes ben Shaul yarad likras hamelach lo asa raglav v'lo asa svamo, that he didn't cut his toenails and lo asa svamo, he didn't shave his mustache. So my asiya, what is the asiya that shaykh by facial hair? Sahavara means cutting it off. So Mephibosheth didn't cut his facial hair, so it's a raya to the sheet of Rav Elazar that asiya, when it says vayifas Torah va'asa siparna, also means removal of something. It means to take something off and not to grow it out. Now, if you look at Tosos in Dibra Maskel Lo Asa Raglav, so it says Tosos Pirush Bekuntrus Tziparne Raglav. It means toenails. Ulrinir Dainu Seir Beisa Erva. He says, no, this is a euphemism. It's not about his legs or feet or anything. It's about removing the hair of the Beisa Erva. That's what it's a reference to. If you look a little bit weiter in Tosos, it says Tosos Mikanein Raya Deshari Legaleach Sarsha Beisa Erva. He says, well, wait a second. If that's what it's talking about, maybe this is a raya that one is allowed to shave the one's pubic hairs. So he says, no, that's not raya. The shema midrabanan aser. Maybe it's an iser midrabanan, but on a daraisa level, it's mutter. I avol bereish perik beiz nazirim kama rav behedya make a lot of them kol gufa betara afil seri beis shafi beis erva k'dimash ma'asam. That the Gemara over there says that one is allowed to shave the seri beis erva. Tos gzant sevim tomer debasrach kama bay minay rav minay bichia mal legaleach amalei aser vakagadol amalei gvul yeshlo mashma de misraim bay minay ishari di betar my parach vakagadol valo yachol legaleach misraim. So he says, okay, so it's a whole sugi over there. Maybe they went back and forth in that sugya itself. But it's an interesting discussion that Tosfos has over here, whether one is allowed to be megaleach seir shel beis ha'erva. So Tosfos points out that wait a second, shouldn't this be a violation of tikkunei isha, that a man is not allowed to beautify himself in a way that a woman would beautify herself? So says Tosfos, ve'ein adam meklal l'tikkunei isha, she'ein ze mishum yifoy el mishum tsar shagadol he says there's a difference between that which one does for beauty purposes and that which one does just because they're having tsar, because it's causing them aggravation, it's causing them some level of pain or a nuisance. That would not be considered yipoy of an isha. So there is a tshuva of Shlomo Zalman Orbach has in Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Beis, where he discusses whether a person is allowed to have plastic surgery because of tsar, meaning a person has an unusually long nose. So and they're embarrassed by it, it causes them tsar. So they want to change it. So you have to be choshesh of an isra of lo yilbash if it's a man that's doing it in order to beautify himself. So he's makel based on our Tosos, where Tosos quotes from in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, that anytime you're doing something mishum tsar and not mishum yipui, it's not considered tikune isha. And he says, and therefore those who are knowing to be makel to dye their hair or to pull out the white hairs from their black hairs because they're a young person and they're turning prematurely gray, he said that's perfectly permissible. If the eyes, Beferish Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do that, that's so bad if you're an older person. So for an older person, for a man to be dyeing his hair, that's something that a woman would do as she gets older to give herself a younger appearance. Men typically don't do that, but if a person is a teenager and they're turning gray, so then it's permissible to do, because that's because of tsar. He doesn't want to be the only kid in the 11th grade that looks like a 45-year-old. So that's perfectly permissible to do. We have Shai cases like that from time to time. People have that condition. And Ramesha discusses the issue as far as a woman getting plastic surgery in order to look nicer and for shiduchim and whatever else, and she's very self-conscious about her looks. So he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, he discusses, for a woman it's not going to be an issue of yipui, because a woman is allowed to beautify herself however she wants. For a woman it's a separate issue of just, can you go through a surgery just because you want to, meaning is a person allowed to do an elective surgery? So Rav Moshe, isn't it a violation of Chavalah? A person's not allowed to be Chaval Ba'atzmo. You're not allowed to wound yourself, and going under the knife is going under a knife. It's being Chaval Ba'atzmo. So Rav Moshe quotes the Lashon of the Rambam in Ilchus Chovel Mazik, where the Rambam writes that it's also for a person to be Chovel Bein Ba'atzmo, Bein B'chavero. You're not allowed to even be Chovel yourself. That's why it's a big Shiloh, whether we used to go in DRS, we used to go on a trip, and we would take the kids to paintball, and afterwards they'd get on the bus, and they would show, I got a welt over here and a bruise over here. So that's a big shaila, whether you're allowed to do that, that you're allowed to subject yourself to chavala. So the Rambam writes, it's not only chovel, anyone who's maka adam kashem yisrael, bein katon, bein gadol, bein ish, bein isha, derech nitzayon, some say derech bizayon, hareza over below sase. So the Rambam adds those two key words. Derech nitzayon means like in a combative way. way, that you're doing it in a combative way. So that's the basis of Ramesh's Kula, where Ramesh says that it's not a violation of Chavala, because it's not that she's in competition to fight the surgeon, and the surgeon is combating her and therefore cutting off half of her nose. No, it's the surgeon is trying to help her out. It's not Derech Nitzayon, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. If you ever go to paintball, the whole thing is like a war, right? They pretend that they're playing a war game, so it's Mamish Derech Nitzayon. Not so poshut why that should be Mutter. Rav Vazin has a tshuvur. He's not so excited about the possibility of elective surgery. He thinks that it's Sakana. You're not allowed to put, he thinks anytime you go into general anesthesia, it has a status of Sakana, and you're not allowed to put yourself in Sakana. Statistically, it certainly is not a Sakana, but you do, they do make you sign your life away before you go into general anesthesia. But that's just because everyone's afraid of lawsuits. So, but that's what Rav Vazin is saying. So, that anytime it's going to be general anesthesia, by definition, it's going to be sakana. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara at the bottom of the page now. Tanu Rabbanan. We were discussing Yifas Tawar. It says Uvachsas Avia Ves Ima, so she should cry over her father and her mother for a month's time. So Machlokas Reb Lazar Vekiva, what does it mean? Aviha Vima. Reb Lazar Amar Avia Mamish. It means exactly what it sounds like. That her father, that she left his house, and Ima Mamish, and she cries over that she's not with her mother anymore. Rabbi Kiva Amar Avia Vima Zu Avodzchav. No, means she's crying over the Avodzara that she abandoned. Vechenu Omer Omrim Leitz Aviata. And that's what the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, that that the Ovid Chavim says to eight, to a piece of wood, you are my father. So it, you see that Avodah Zarah is referred to as Avia V'ima. So Yerach Yamim, it says for a month's time. So Yerach means a month, right? That Shloshim Yom, which is 30 days. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Tishim Yom. No, means you have to give her 90 days to mourn the loss of her parents' house. Yerach Shloshim, Yomim Shloshim, V'achar Kein Shloshim, because there are three phrases. It says Yerach, Yom, and Vacharkein. Each one is another 30 days. So Maskevla Ravina. Ravina says, well, maybe Ema Yerach Shloshim, Yamim Shloshim. Maybe, yeah, you're right that Yerach means 30 days, Yam means another 30 days, and then Vacharkein means Kihani, double whatever we just had, which would mean 120 days and not 90 days. So Kasha says, well, yeah, we don't have an answer. How Reb Lazar knew that Vacharkein is only another 30 days and not another 60 days. Okay, but you have this machlokas about how long that process is. So a new topic now. Let's say you have an Eved that refused to get a bris milah. He doesn't have a bris milah. Are you allowed to keep him as an Eved? So Ben Yisrael is allowed to hold on to Avadim that did not have a milah and was not mekabel ol mitzvos. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer ain mekaymin. No, you're not allowed to keep such a person. He has to get a milah. So I'm the Rabbi Yishmael. Harei Omer ve'inafish ben amasecha. So Rabbi Yishmael says Rabbi Kiva. The pasuk says that ve'inafish ben amasecha. So when it says ben amasecha, it means an Eved Arel, that it's a mitzvah on the Adon to be shoves his Eved on Shabbos. So you see that you're apparently allowed to keep an Eved Arel, because if the Torah is telling the Torah tells a Jew that you have a mitzvah of Shvisas Avdo, apparently you're allowed to have such an Eved that's an Arel. So Amalei, Rabbi Kiva says back to Rabbi Shmuel, no raya from the Pasuk Ben HaMasech that you're allowed to keep an Arel. That's Blokeach Eved Ben HaMasech, so you speak L'molim Chaz Medaber. That's something about where it was Shabbos, and because you just purchased the Eved in the market right before Shabbos, there was some sort of major sale right before Shabbos, like the Mita Kor Meglat, right? It's like 30% off right before Shabbos, and you quickly chopped him right before Shabbos, and then it came Shabbos, and there was no time to give him a milah. So that's where you have such a mitzvah to have Shvisas Avdo. Do Kuli Amamias, but everyone seems to agree. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Ve'inafish Ben HaMasecha Be'Eved Arel. There's an assumption in this whole conversation that when it says Ve'inafish Ben HaMasecha, it's talking about an Eved who is an Arel. My Mashma, where does it say that? It just says that he's an Eved. Who says that he's an Arel? So Detanya, because the Braisa teaches us, Ve'inafish Ben HaMasecha Be'Eved Arel Akas Medaber. It must be talking about an Eved Arel. Ata Omer Be'Eved Arel Ve'Inrel Be'Eved Mo. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about an Eved that has a Mila. Kishu Omer L'man Yanu Achavducha Va'Mascha Va'Mascha Kamocha Harei Eved Mo'ol Amor. No, because the Pasuk says L'man Yanu Achavducha Va'Mascha Kamocha, so that's already talking about an Eved that has a Bris Mila. Hama Ani Mekayim Vay Nafish Ben HaMascha be'Eved Arel. That must be talking about that even in Eved Arel you have to be Shoves on Shabbos. So the Brice explains the Pasuk by Nafish Ben Amascha to be talking about an Eved Arel. It's just Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Pasuk is talking about every Eved Arel, and therefore it's a Raya that you're allowed to keep an Eved Arel. And Rabbi Akiva holds, no, the Pasuk is talking about an Eved Arel in the unique situation where you purchased him last minute, right before Shabbos, Ben HaShmashos, and you had no time to be Malim, then you're allowed to hang on to him through Shabbos so that you can give him a Mila right after Shabbos. But typically, to hang on to an Eved who's an Arel, no, says Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara brings the Hemshech of the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Vahager. So what ger is the Torah telling us? That you have to, that there's a mitzvah of Shvisa Shabbos, you have to have him not do work on Shabbos. Zeh ger toshav, that's referring to ger toshav, that was mekabel on himself, not to do Avodah Zarah, but he's still Ochel Nevelos. So since anyone who's Mechal Shabbos is like an Ovid Avodah Zarah, so therefore ger toshav is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, because he's not allowed to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Atom is Zeh ger toshav, you mean to tell me you're talking about a ger toshav and a ger tzedek? Maybe you're talking about a ger tzedek. So kishu omar ger chashav shrecha, hare ger tzedek omar. No, it already said the ger chashav shrecha, that's omar a ger tzedek, the kind of ger we've been talking about the last couple of dapim, someone who's nichnas techas kanfei hashchina, who becomes a Jew. Mani mekayim vahager. So what does vahager mean in this pasuk? Zeh ger toshav, that's referring to someone who's mekabel the sheva mitzvos to live in peace in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, okay, so Rav Shimon ben Levi says, let's explore this idea about keeping an Eved Arel, about keeping an Eved who's not getting a Mila. So what happens if you purchase an Eved from Rav Chavim and he absolutely refuses to get a Bris Mila? So Megalgalimo at Shemas V'Chodesh, you hang on to him for 12 months, maybe he'll change his mind, maybe, you know, it's a lot to wrap his mind around, the idea of getting a Bris Mila, but maybe enough time in the Jewish home and he'll decide that he'll do a Bris Mila. Lomal, but if even then he doesn't get a Bris Mila, Chazer Mocha Lovid Chavim, then right away you sell him to Novid Chavim, you can't keep him. So Rabban Kamed Rav Papa, so they quoted this statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi to Rav Papa, and he said, Kiman Delok Rabbi Akiva, that this is against the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Dear Rabbi Akiva, Hamar Ein Mekayimin. Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to keep an Eved Arel, someone even for a short period of time, that it's only if you purchase the guy Ben HaShmashos and there was Mamish no time, only then you're allowed to keep him even over Shabbos. So Amalu Rav Papa said to the Chachamim, I feel the tamer Rabbi Akiva. No, maybe even Rabbi Akiva would agree that you can keep him for a year. When did Rabbi Akiva say that you're not allowed to keep an Eved that didn't go through a Mila? That's if he was never Mekabel to be Mal ever. So in such a case, Rabbi Akiva says you can't even keep him for a short period of time. But if you see that he's already going back and forth, that initially he said, yeah, I'll do it. And then it came time, we said, oh, okay, good, your Bris Mila's in an hour. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. So if he's going back and forth and you see that he's already considering it, so then you can, then we say that Kabbalah is real Kabbalah, and you have to, we're hopeful that he'll want to be Megayer and he'll want to do a Mila, and that you could play, let it play out over the course of a year. But if he was adamantly refusing from the very beginning and never showed a hint of perhaps being Mekabel, so then that's where Rabbi Akiva says you can't even keep him for a short period of time. So Amar Rav Kana, Amrita L'Shmaita, he said, I said this memra of Rav Papa, who was mechalik between someone who was wavering back and forth and someone who was strongly committed not to get a mila. So I said this chilek, hamed Rav Zid min Arda, in front of Rav Zid min Arda, Amalia, and Rav Zid said, ihachi, if Rabbi Akiva holds that that when he was masking to be megari, you're allowed to keep him for 12 months, ki amalei Rabbi Akiva, belokeach eved, bein hashmashos, lishni leha. Well, then why, when Rabbi Akiva had to come up with a case of what the pasuk was talking about, when the pasuk said that you have a din of Shvisas Avdo Orel, why did he have to come up with such a strange case where you bought him last minute before Shabbos? Say better. Say that you're talking about a case where when you bought him, he wanted to become a Jew, but now he's going back and forth and he's not ready to fully commit to the Mila, where you're given a year's time. So it says, well, yeah, Chadmi Trei Tami Kamar. Both are good examples of an Eved, that you have a mitzvah of Shvisa on Shabbos. So we gave one of the two examples. Shalach Ravin Mishmeid Rabbi Lai. So Ravin sent in the name of Rabbi Lai the following. The Kol Rabbosei Amar Li Mishmo, and all of the Ravin's Rabbeim said also in the name of Rabbi Eli, Ezu Eved Arul Shemutu Lekaimo, what is an example of an Eved Arul that you're allowed to keep? Zesha Lekocha Rabbo Al Menash Shalol Lemulo, if the master bought him Lechachilu with the Tanai not to mal him, and the Eved is going to remain a Gai, Samura Rabban Kamed Rav Pap, so that's an Eved Arul that you're allowed to keep. Samura Rabban Kamed Rav Papa, the Rabban told this to Rav Papa, and he said, Kemand Alok Rabbi Akiva, that's against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to keep someone to mal. Who refuses to mal? Di Rabbi Akiva, because if you can assume like Rabbi Akiva, Harmer Ein Mekayimin. Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to keep an Eved that doesn't have a bris mila. And Rabbi Eli is saying that if a tanai of his purchase was that he wasn't going to get a mila, that's perfectly fine. Some of the Rav Papa responds to the Chum, I feel the tamer Rabbi Akiva. No, it could be that Rabbi Eli holds even like Rabbi Akiva. Hani mili. When do we say that you're not allowed to keep him at all? That's if you didn't make an explicit tanai. But if you made an explicit tanai at the time that you purchased him, that he's not going to need a mila, he's not going to have to be megayir, asni, then the tanai is going to be mekuyam. It's going to be a valid tanai. So Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisa, the Shemaita, so I said this chilik in front of Rav Zin Minarda, meaning this chilik that helps to make a tanai, that if at the time of the purchase of an Eved you make a tanai that he's never going to need a mila, then he taka never needs a mila. If that's true, that Rabbi Kiva holds that you can make such a tanai, when Rabbi Kiva had to come up with the case of an eved that you have of an eved orel that you have a mitzvah of shvisa on, why does he come up with a crazy case where you bought him last minute right before ben hashmashos, right at ben hashmashos? Why doesn't he say this case where you made a tanai at the time that you bought him that he's not going to need a mila? That's another case where you can keep an eved orel. Apparently, so he says, and according to you who don't hold of this chiluk, but Rabbi Kiva still could have had another example. What we said before that we're Paschal Milsa, right? Where we said before where the fellow was going back and forth and he was committing and then he wasn't committing. So that's also a case. Elochad mitreitz last time he kamar, meaning there are apparently three examples of a case of an Eved Arel that in Rabbi Akiva's worldview you can have an Eved Arel where you have a mitzvah of shvi. On. You can have a case where you bought him Ben Hashmashos, you can have a case where it's Paschal Milse, and you can have a case where you made it tonight, initially at the time of purchase. So we'll give you any one of those examples would work as an example of what the Torah was talking about when it said that there's a mitzvah shvisa on Eved Arul. Yasuf, Rabbi Chinin Bar Papi, Rabbi Yam, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Akil, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, they were standing by the doorway of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yasuf, the Kaamri, and they were saying, there was a certain city in Eretz Yisrael where none of the Avadim wanted to Mila, the Gilgulu Imayim at 12 Chodesh, and they hung on to these Avadim for 12 months to try to convince them. And after 12 months passed, then they sold them to Noved Chavim. So come on, who are they following? Ki Haytana, they're following the Tana Kama of the following Braisa. Titania, Halokei Chavim Noved Chavim La Ratz Alamul Magalgulu Imayim at 12 Chodesh. If you purchase an Eved from Noved Chavim and he refuses to get a Mila, you're allowed to hold on to him for 12 months, and in that time frame, work on him and see. Maybe you could be convince him to be Megayir and to get a Mila. Lo mal, but if he refuses, Chozer Mark, Lovid Chavim, then you got to sell him back to Lovid Chavim. Rabbi Shimon and Lazar Omer, Ein Mashin also Be'eretz Yisrael, Mipnei Hefzitaros. No, you're not allowed to keep such an Eved around in Eretz Yisrael as a guy, because he's going to be in the Tame, all the Trumos of Eretz Yisrael, because the Chacham Mor goes there, that Lovid Chavim has a din of Tumas Zav, and Ubi'ira Smuchel Asvar, and if it's a city that's close to the border of Eretz Yisrael, Ein Mashinal So Kol Iker, you can't keep him at all. Shema Yish Madavar, maybe the Ovid Chavim are going to hear about this. V'yelch V'yomel Chaver, Ovid Chavim, and he's going to speak to the other Ovid Chavim, and that's going to cause a big hezek to the Jewish people. So you're not allowed to keep them around if he remains an Ovid Chavim. So you have an Eved, you have to be Megayer him right away when you have the Eved. You don't have that 12 month time period. Now the Tosos in Dibra Maschil Ella asked the question, why you chozer mochro? Why can't you just be malhim bal karcho? Why can't you just give him the meal? I mean, you would say after 12 months. wants, he refuses. So Chozro Mochro, why not just mal him and do a bal karcho, and then he'll be a Jew. So Tulsa says in the name of the Ri that it's takanas chachamim not to be machshil the master with the iser v'heter because he's not going to be mekabel all mitzvahs. Meaning, if he's not going to actually observe mitzvahs, how can he be megayer him? You know that he's not going to do it. He's not interested, so he's not going to do anything. So he can't be megayer him. And also, it's not good for him to be mechayev in mitzvahs if he's not interested in being mekayem the mitzvahs. And again, this talks to the element of gerus of kabbalas mitzvahs, that when you're megayer a person, you have to have confidence that they're going to be mekayem the mitzvahs. That if they're not going to be mekayem the mitzvahs, if it's evident to you that they're not really interested in being mekayem the mitzvahs, then it's irresponsible to be megayer them, because and that's where Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in the Tshuva in Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Hey. He says a lot of the gerus that happens nowadays, where people we know that they're telling us that, yeah, I'm going to do mitzvahs because they know that's what they're supposed to say, that I'm a kabbal mitzvahs, but we also know that they're not going to do mitzvahs because we know that there's nothing in their lives that suggests that they're planning on observing the mitzvahs. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that's a terrible thing to do to a person, to be machnas him into a chi of mitzvahs, where up until now, he, like we said in yesterday's daf, if he would be ochel nevela, he'd have no problem. If he'd be mechal Shabbos, he'd have no problem. And now he's going to be chayv misa for being mechal Shabbos. So it's a terrible michshel to do that to a person. Shlomo Zalman says, you're going to tell me dvarim shablei v'enem dvarim. If he's verbally telling us he's going to do mitzvahs, so why should I listen to his dvarim shablei, where secretly he's saying to himself that he's not going to do mitzvahs? So he says, no, you wouldn't say such a svara when you know for sure that he's not going to do mitzvahs. Meaning, it's everyone knows that he has no interest in doing mitzvahs. And if it's such a case, it's going to be a michshel to him. And then he says there are some that had a shtick that they do the gerus by the nachri selling himself to be an eved Yisrael and then receiving a get shikr, and then bal karcho becomes a ger. So Shlomo Zalman says that's a terrible thing to do. You shouldn't have any sort of shtick where someone has to become an eved in order to become a Jew. He says it's against the din of the malchusa. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. You're not allowed to make anyone an eved. It's against the din of the malchusa to make someone an eved, and everyone knows that it's a joke. Everyone knows that it's a shtick. So you shouldn't do that either. So Shlomo Zalman makes his macha. So Tanya, last little piece. Rabbi Chanan ben Oshar ben Gamliel Omer, Nei Magir b'zman hazeh mu'unin v'yisurin ba'an alei. Why is it that Gerim struggles so much b'zman hazeh? So the Gemara has four possibilities as to why that is. Number one, mipnei shelo kimu sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. Because when they were b'nei Noach, they weren't observing the sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, and now they're being punished for it. Meaning, while they were b'nei Noach, they weren't punished because b'nei Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rewards them in this world, but punishes them in the next world. But now that they've become Jews, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish them in this world so that they'll have a clearer path in the next world, so now they're getting punished. Rabbi Yossi Amar Geshen Iskar Katan Shlod, I mean, no, he's a new person. He's not going to get punished for what he did as a Ben Noach. He's a brand new person. El Mnei Mamu Unin. No, a different reason. Second possibility, Fishein Bekim B'Tuktuke Mitzvos Ki Yisrael, because they're not as expert in the details of the mitzvos, because they didn't grow up with it. They're not native to it. This is one of the Deos and Tosfos, or a couple of the Deos and Tosfos, about why Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas, because it's very difficult to adapt to such detail in mitzvos. Abachanan Omer Mishum Reb Lezul Fishein Osin Me'ava Ela Me'ira. A third possibility, that they don't perform mitzvos Me'ava, rather they do Me'ira. Acher Momrim, and the fourth possibility, Nei Shesho Atzim Li'Kanis Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, that they delayed in becoming Gerim. They didn't do it as quickly as they possibly could have. Omer Rabbi Yevo Vitem Rabbi Chanina, Mikra, where do I see that there's a maila for an Ovid Chavim to rush to become a ger and to be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina? So we learn it from what Boaz says to us: Yishalim Hashem paleich, see maskutek shlema miyem Hashem Elokei Yisrael asher basal lachsos v'gomer. So it says asher tells me that it's mashmaus of that you get schar for doing this quickly and for not delaying. So we see that had she delayed, it would have been she would have lost out on that schar. That it's something that we encourage. Okay, Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Mem Tes Amid Aleph. Everyone have a great day.